What's up? This is Katie from San Diego, California. You're listening to the Dogs Podcast. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Woof, woof.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Dogs. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com and tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. Big shout out to Patreon member Katie for that awesome intro. I'll actually be checking out a football game with Katie and her family Thursday night against the Broncos.
Ooh.
She sold me some tickets.
Nice.
Really?
Her
family's up there too, so it's gonna be me and John Nye and all the Katies up there just getting wild. It's gonna be a good time.
Nice.
Very nice.
So
it'll be a good time. When do we play what
Thursday night? So we got Chargers, Cardinals, and then Thursday night Broncos.
Okay.
So the end of this month. But that's gonna be a good time. So, the Browns have a highly anticipated matchup with the Chargers this week that we're going to get into and preview it for you guys. Before we get into all that, remember to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe. Make sure you tap that notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're looking for some extra content to get you through the week, head to jointhedogs.com to become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. You get extra episodes. You get the episodes early. So we drop, two episodes a week now, plus an after hours episode. You don't got to wait till Thursday to get this stuff. You get it all early. So if, you're jonesing bad at the beginning of the week, join the Patreon. You get it early. We got fantasy leagues. There's threads on game day for people to drop their thoughts in. It's just a good time. So jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member, and just hang out with us.
Yeah, and I forgot the last time, too. Go to thedogspodcast.com/store. Get some Dogs Podcast merch, kind of like the switch my camera shirt I got on here.
Yeah, so,
Dogs Podcast.
There you go.
Get yourself a hoodie. Get yourself t-shirt, long sleeve shirt, zip ups.
Yeah, it's about to be fall, pumpkin spice season, and Dogs hoodie season.
Yep, that's right. I saw that Josh is autographing socks and sending them out to the fans out there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's not really happening. Don't sign in for the socks.
Yeah.
Just
kidding. I'm selling game day underwear.
You don't want those either.
I want to know why Justin knows that you don't want those.
Well played.
I will give a quick preview here before we get started, though, and say that at the end of the month, we do have some cool stuff going on. I haven't even told you guys about the one thing yet. So we've got a collaboration with a Denver Broncos media source. So we're going to be talking to them about five things the Browns need to do to beat the Broncos.
Nice.
One, okay. Show up. Two, show up. No,
just take Teddy Bridgewater out, make Drew Lock play.
Yeah, right. And then right before the going into the Steelers game, we're going to have a special guest in the studio. You guys do know about that, but that's going to be a lot of fun.
Dogs game preview.
All right, so as we mentioned, and as you guys probably know as Browns fans, we have a big game this week. The Chargers, we're going out to L.A. to play at SoFi Stadium. Sweet stadium.
Yes.
Very sweet stadium. Bright lights, Baker versus Justin Herbert. All offseason, we kind of talked about Justin Herbert getting too much love. He doesn't appear to be having a sophomore slump. He's playing very well. And not to say, I don't want to go back and say he was getting too much love. We just wanted to see him do well for 2 years in a row, and it appears he's doing that. So we're going to have to play well, because offensively, if we put up 7 points in this game or 14 points, we're probably not going to win.
Yeah, I mean, this is an offense that can put up points in a hurry.
Yep.
They've shown that. They just went toe-to-toe with Kansas City last week, and now we know Kansas City's defense hasn't been great, but you still got to put up points because Patrick Mahomes doesn't really care about his defense. He's still going to score, 30 a game. They got Keenan Allen. Mike Williams looks really good this year. Austin Eckler back and healthy. They got Jared Cook, I believe, at tight end this year that they signed to replace, Hunter Henry leaving. They're loaded on the offensive side just as much as any team in the NFL wants to be. And then defensively, they're really good up front too.
Yep.
So this game here, previewing it, it's kind of one of those pick'em games, when you look at the betting line, stuff like that, of who's the favored team going into it. So it's going to be I think this one's going to be a shootout. I don't think it's going to be a defensive struggle like we saw this past week.
See, that's my fear, though, with the way the offense just played these last few weeks, is can we actually maintain a shootout with somebody?
I think we still can.
The thing that Justin Herbert has been doing that Baker so far this year is not doing is throwing touchdowns. And I did hear a stat the other day that the Browns are still the only team this season to not throw a touchdown to a wide receiver.
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the Chiefs. Remember with Alex Smith, they went a whole year with a receiver not catching a touchdown.
A full year, was it?
Full season.
Jeez. Yeah.
Which I was actually going to touch on that. The Browns team kind of reminds me a lot of the Chiefs with Alex Smith before they realized they had to go to Mahomes. That's a separate episode.
The lack of touchdown production from the passing game is concerning.
Yes. So what do you guys think we need to do to get the offense on track? Because we're running the ball well. We're controlling the time of possession. We're not turning it over.
Mm-hmm. So something that I noticed the other night watching Bill Belichick put together, or you know, whoever it was, McDaniels, whoever put together that great game plan for Mac Jones. I mean, they made a rookie quarterback look very good. I mean, and I got to give Mac Jones his credit. He played well, but
yeah.
Quick passes. I mean, plays where the ball was out of his hand fast. I mean, nothing long developing down the field. I mean, I think to start the game, the Browns need to do that, where Baker's quick passes. You know, get these guys going, get him his confidence up. Don't let him get back there and get that happy feet.
I'm going to say this right now, unless a miracle happens and God comes down and blesses Jedrick Wills' ankle, he needs to sit. I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again this week, because guess who he's going to be going against this week? Joey Bosa.
Yep.
And is he pretty good?
He doesn't suck. You know, and so if it's honorable that you're trying to gut it out for your teammates, but if you can't move.
Yeah, sometimes you put your team in a worse position by doing that.
Yes, yeah, just sit down. And if it's good enough for you to play on kind of awkwardly, it's only going to take 1 week. Right. We'll live without you for 1 week. Get it healthy and come back at 80% the next week. Because right now he looks like he's at 50.
Yep. And it's very glaringly obvious.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's an issue.
I'd rather game plan to not have him. That way, whoever's going to fill his role can be prepped and ready rather than having to come in halfway through the second quarter or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's 2 weeks in a row now where he's been like,
I don't understand the philosophy right now. It's terrible. The offensive woes are kind of tough to put your finger on just because, like I said, we've dominated time of possession this year. We haven't really turned. We got 3 turnovers, 2 picks from Baker, and 1 fumble from Chubb. Mm-hmm. So we're not turning the ball over that much. We haven't turned it over at all the last 2 weeks. We're running the ball well again. I just don't know what the problem is. Why? I think a lack of explosive plays is hurting. It's hard to, like I said in the last episode, to go 12, 13 plays against an NFL defense every single time you have the ball. One, you only got so many plays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you have to go 13 plays every time you have the ball, you get the ball 7 or 8 times, you probably didn't game plan 150 plays for yourself.
Right.
You only got so much. And we got to start hitting some explosive plays in the passing game to loosen it up.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting because this is the best wide receiver core that we faced so far. I mean, Keenan Allen is a route running savant. The dude just knows how to get open and he's a great receiver. And now Mike Williams is exploding.
He's dominating.
So, I mean, if you got somebody who's dominating you deep down the field, and then you got another dominant receiver, you know, just exploiting with his route running in the middle of the field, it's going to be a good test for our defense. Because, I mean, even with the Chiefs, they've got one really good receiver and Travis Kelce. But as far as other receivers, nobody really that great.
Maybe Josh Gordon this week.
Yeah,
maybe. Right.
The Flash.
But I don't look for them. They don't run the ball a ton, but Austin Eckler is a threat in the passing game.
Another one.
They kind of throw, you know, quick screens to him. It's kind of like an extension of the running game. Those are basically their run plays.
And you might see them not really try to lean too heavy on the run game at all against us, knowing, well, the Browns are stopping the run, so we'll just game plan around that.
Which is good for us to force them to be one-dimensional, which is what we've done. We force some teams to be one-dimensional. it's the same thing as it was against the Vikings. They got weapons all over the field. We got to get pressure. And we have to be able
pressure
to do
is
it.
Key.
We have to be able to do it with four and sprinkle in the occasional blitz, but consistently we need to get pressure with four, because if you have to blitz every time against these guys, they'll light you up.
Right. And now Justin Herbert's more mobile than Kirk Cousins, obviously.
But he's not
like a crazy mobile. He can move. He can get out of the way if he needs to. But I would like to see us get good pressure on this sophomore quarterback and see him make some mistakes.
Yes, let's be the first team to kind of make him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, so I think that this game could be, you know, one of those higher scoring games, but I'm not saying that the Browns are going to have to do that passing the football. I think that if the Browns want, they're going to be able to control this game on the ground.
Yeah.
The Chargers are the worst defense against the run in the NFL.
Interesting.
They're giving up.
That's good.
I got the stats pulled up. They're giving up 170 yards a game on the ground. They gave up 130 to the football team week one. They gave up 196 to the Cowboys in week two. And they gave up another 100 and, let me check against the Chiefs, who don't like to run the football that much. They gave up 186 on the ground. So they give up a lot of yards on the ground. Okay, so... And then, you know, the Chiefs, that game, obviously they haven't played. They played Monday night against the
Raiders.
So we'll see what happens there. Mahomes threw for 260, and they ran for 186. So it's, I don't think we got to beat them in the air. I think we can, but I think that we could run the football just down their throat and just, if Herbert's on the sideline, that offense on the sideline.
That's a win for us.
Yeah, like I get our defense has played really well, and I'm starting to gain some trust in our defense. Mm-hmm. But if we can dominate the possession, kind of like, you know, 35-25 type of a feel, if it just feels like we're always on the field putting together these long drives where we're just chewing up the clock, I think that's the recipe for success in this game.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we need to come out and sling it around, but I think whenever the opportunity presents itself for a big play, we have to capitalize. I don't think we can miss Odell wide open running down the field and it not bite us in the butt this game. If we miss those plays and we have to punt instead of getting first downs, that kind of thing. If we're, what were we, did you say 6 of 13 on third down?
Oh, 7 of 18.
We're not going to win if we're 7 of 18. We got to come out and do what we do. Dominate the time of possession, run the ball right down their throats. But when the opportunity presents itself, we need to be able to capitalize on those opportunities.
Yeah, so put it, you know, they're really, I didn't realize how bad they were against the
Me neither.
Run until I looked up some of the stats. So there's only 8 teams that are worse against the run, and they've all played one more game than the Chargers have so far in these stats. So they've given up 510 yards on the ground. The Browns in 4 games have only given up 266.
Okay.
They give up almost double what we have, and we've played an extra game.
The Browns' run defense has been crazy good this year.
I think this will be, you know, 5 games in a row that we keep them under 100, or no running backs going over 100 against us. I don't think Eckler's going over 100.
He only has 166 yards on the season.
Yeah, it's not well.
So if you look at, and then you look at their, to give them credit, the Chargers, their passing defense, they're only giving up 201 yards a game passing, which is 6th best in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't even try to get to 200, so we're good.
I'll say this about, this is a crazy stat. Through 3 games, Eckler's been targeted 15 times. He has 15 catches.
Attaboy.
Yeah. That's a pretty high
success rate.
Yeah.
113 yards, 7.5 yards per catch. Explains why he's doing so well for me fantasy wise.
It's good.
So we got to be wary of him in the passing game. We can't, you know, we can't lose track of him because Herbert's shown that he'll just keep throwing it to him.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing that like Dalvin Cook and Madison weren't able to do much in the passing game last week because they're good at that too. You know, the Vikings like to use them in that capacity. So yep.
I'm with Zach. I'm starting to trust this defense where against the Bears, it was like, are we really good or just the Bears really bad? The Bears look decent against the Lions.
They won.
Yeah. And I know it's the Lions, but Justin Fields looked like an NFL quarterback.
He didn't look like really well.
Yeah.
I'll give, you know, Nagy took some big heat. Following the Cleveland game, he game planned him pretty well in the first half. Got him out.
Plays.
Well, I'll still say he game planned it out that where he was smart enough to not call plays at least. that he that he put them in a position to be successful, and they got the win. Because I'll be honest, I had the Lions in that game.
Me too.
Yeah, I think so. I did too.
So we made a team that just got a win look like not even an NFL team, and then we just shut down what was arguably one of the hottest offenses in the league. So I'm starting to buy into this. Like, I don't think it was an aberration. I think this is going
to
be.
It's these guys now that are starting to like make themselves known.
Delpit,
JOK, Greedy Williams showing some stuff.
Couple of weeks, it's like those guys weren't like JOK was getting 8 snaps.
Yeah.
You know, now he's getting 20 some.
I think it'll go underrated what the Browns defense did this past week against Minnesota, because the glaring question is the offense looked bad. And, you know, everything's directed. The headline is all about Baker and how Baker looked, and the offense really struggled. It doesn't really focus much about the defense and how really good they looked. Because if you go back to, the Vikings should have beat Cincinnati, who's now 3-1. They should have beat them. Then they missed the field goal at the end of the game to beat the Arizona Cardinals, who's like the NFC favorite now to go to the Super Bowl. They should have beat them. So, you know, the Vikings are better than what their record of 1-3 says.
100%. They might be the best 1-3 NFL team.
They're better ever. They're better than Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Preach, brother.
Woo. But no, I think I'm excited for this game. I just kind of, SoFi Stadium so cool. So any game I get to watch that's played there, it's kind of cool. So the Browns getting to go out there and play. Do you guys think us having to fly out west is, how big of a factor do you think that plays? Do you think it's not that big of a deal?
I mean, they're playing on Monday night, so.
So they're on a short week.
Yeah.
That helps us out.
I mean.
But they're home.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is a short week. I mean, it's the NFL. It's football. You guys are professional football players. If you can't handle a little jet lag, then I don't know.
No,
they should be able to do it.
So
yeah,
I think you see it's harder for West Coast teams to come east than it is from East Coast teams to go west.
Yep.
Yeah, we've already played. It's a 4:05 game. We've already played in a 4 o'clock game this year in the opener, so it's not like that's new to us. So I think it'll be fine.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much I think sums up. We gotta basically if it's football. We gotta block. We gotta tackle. We got to score.
If we do those things more than the other team,
we'll win. We'll be okay. But big thing I'm looking for to the defense to continue their trend, and then I'm looking for a bounce back game from Baker. In the last episode, we talked about it, and I'm sure by now I've gotten a million hate emails or whatever on YouTube about what I said. I didn't think anything I said was the way out of line, but I'm looking for a bounce back game from Baker, and I think he can do it. Hopefully it's not it's the shoulder, and hopefully it feels better and we're good again.
I mean, we're looking at a guy who was 82% completion percentage his first two games.
And now he's 26th in the league in QBR. He's falling off a cliff all of a sudden.
It's going to be fine.
So looking for a bounce back game from him. And like I said, I didn't realize how bad they were against the run. That plays to our strengths a lot.
Yeah. If you look at it against the run, and you have let's go back to the Cowboys game, which is kind of more of a low-scoring game. Cowboys went on a walk-off field goal by Zuerlein. They have Zeke and they have Pollard. You know, two really good running backs.
Pollard's better.
Yeah, Pollard's coming into his own, in the NFL. So they have two good running backs, so two fresh guys that they were able to keep just throwing at you. And we have Chubb and Hunt, who the last 2 weeks have just been the exact same thing.
If you're going to be bad against the run, good luck.
Yeah, this
good
isn't the team us. To be bad against the run against.
Yeah, so good luck to you guys. Yep. So I guess we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm excited for it. And I'm just looking for Baker. I just want to see him go toe-to-toe with Herbert. Shut some people up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So, all right. Well, I think that pretty much wraps up our game preview. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know how you think it's going to go. Chargers fans, we don't care what you think. So stay out of the comments. No, I'm just joking. If you guys want to talk to us, that's fine.
Let's Pick 'Em, presented by Symbol.
Hey, so we're going to get into our game picks presented by Symbol. Obviously, we've been telling you guys about Symbol now for the last month or so. We have a very special guest with us today. CEO of Symbol, Kenneth Giles, is here. Tell us about a new promo and let us in on who he's picking for this upcoming week for his pick 3. Kenneth, it's nice to have you with us again.
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you having me on.
No, man, thanks for being here. Symbol's been a ton of fun for us, and I think for a lot of our listeners, so it's good to have you back.
Yeah, excited to talk a little football with you guys. I'm a huge Packers fan, so you'll probably see some of my bias come out in the picks. But I appreciate you guys taking care of the Vikings last week, even if it was a little bit uglier than you'd like to see.
Well, we took care of the Bears for you, too, even though I don't think you got to worry about that.
Yeah, very fair. But I guess you're taking away all the division for us. But I'm actually going to the Browns-Packers game on Christmas Day. Maybe we'll have to do another show before then.
Yeah, nice. It sucks that you're going to go watch a game for a loss on Christmas Day. I don't know why you do that to yourself.
The Packers haven't looked as good as they could, but a lot of injuries. Hoping a few offensive linemen come back in the next couple weeks.
Neither the Browns, so we're kind of in the same boat.
Yep, for sure.
All right, so before we get into the picks, what's this new promo you got for us?
Yeah, we're actually super excited to announce a new promo for you guys. You're actually the first show we're launching it on, so we're super excited to test it out. It's a risk-free deposit promo that we're launching. So it'll be the same promo code that you guys have always had, promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S. Make sure we spelled that right for you guys on the promo, but D-A-W-G-S, promo code DAWGS. It's a risk-free deposit up to $100. So if you're a first-time user, you can deposit anywhere from $1 to $100, and that money is guaranteed for 90 days. So if you buy a team, they go down in value, you lose money on the market, we will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. So if you want to get in, test the market, you're unsure about your performance on it, how it works, you just want to try it out, this is the perfect promo to do it because it's risk-free. So jump in, buy a share of the Browns. Hopefully they keep going up in value. They're already up over 5% on the season so far, as far as the return. But even if they go down in value a little bit, your promo or your initial deposit is guaranteed. So we're super excited about it.
That, I mean, come on, guys. There's nothing better than a risk-free chance to make money. It's unheard of. So this is an awesome promo. I'm excited for everybody to take advantage, and that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, this is the first show we're launching it on. Honestly, your show has been awesome for us. We can't thank you enough for the segment you guys are doing, the Pick 3 League, and getting people into the market. So we're really excited to give this to your audience because we think this is a great way for people that either might be a little bit hesitant or just, like I said, don't know about their performance in the market. Great way for you guys to try it out and hopefully, capitalize and make some money on your sports knowledge.
Awesome. Check it out, guys. Symbol.com/dogs. Use the new promo, risk-free deposit. Win yourself some money. I mean, you literally have nothing to lose, so check it out.
Absolutely. And while you're there, join our Pick 3 League, because if you can win the Pick 3 League, this guy right here is going to send you a Browns jersey.
Yep.
So
nothing better than a free Browns jersey. And some people, I do want to take the time, who have commented on YouTube about our league not updating. Kenneth is going to look into that. It should be all fixed soon, so don't worry about it. That's going to be all updated, no problem.
Yep.
Yeah, apologies for the functionality there. We're going to have our development team go in, do a comb of all the games, make sure all the standings are up to date, and hopefully you guys see some movement on there. But that's the other thing too. First place is not out of reach, so even if you haven't joined the Dawgs Pick 3 League yet, if you win, you get a free jersey from Symbol, Browns player of your choice. We'll ship it right to you. So pop in there for free. That's free to play too. So a couple free, risk-free and free to plays that are available on Symbol for everybody.
Yeah. It's a good time too. I know I'm enjoying it. Speaking of the Pick 3, I feel like there's no better person to ask than the CEO of, the app. What are your three locks? Who are you picking this week for your Pick 3? Help our listeners out to, get 3 points this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not allowed to participate in the market. I am allowed to participate in the Pick 3 because it's free to play and I don't control the outcome of the games. So with that being said, first, again, my bias is going to come out. I'm a Packers fan. Packers -3.5 against the Bengals. I don't think the Bengals are all that good. Like, they've been grinding out games, right? They grind out a game against Jacksonville Thursday night. Congrats. I think three and a half with this Packers offense, even with the injuries on the offensive line, I think on the road, the Packers will take care of business. Rodgers has always been fine on the road. So I go Packers -3.5 against the Bengals. Second is Broncos +1 against the Steelers. This might be recency bias because I literally just watched the Steelers look atrocious against the Packers. But I mean, Big Ben can't throw the ball. I mean, he had multiple wide open receivers against the Packers for touchdowns. He can't throw the ball beyond the line of scrimmage. So Broncos +1 against the Steelers. I would strongly consider that one. And then the last one, this is partly me pandering because I'm on the Browns show, but Browns will be a pick'em against the Chargers. And I like that quite a bit. Chargers are good, but I don't think they're quite in the upper echelon of the AFC just yet. They're probably a year or two away from that. So I'd take Browns and a pick'em against the Chargers.
Well, hey, it doesn't matter. We appreciate that.
I feel like everything he just said is music to every Browns fan's ears. Bengals suck. The Steelers suck. Big Ben sucks.
Right. We're going to win.
We're going to win. That's wonderful.
He knows his audience.
Right. Yeah, right.
He was born on a day. It wasn't yesterday.
we're just trying to get more people in the market. So anything I can say to make that happen, we're ready to do.
Right.
Well, hey, we'll go ahead and get you out of here. Really appreciate you being here with us and really appreciate the new promo. I think everybody's going to enjoy that. So that was Kenneth Giles with Symbol, telling you who he's picking, who better to listen to. Join the Pick Three Leagues, and hey, it was good to have you, and I'm sure we'll have you back on again sometime.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Again, promo code DAWGS, risk-free deposit, up to $100. We look forward to seeing you guys in the market, and we'll get that Pick Three League taken care of for you, and excited to continue this partnership the rest of the year.
Awesome. You have a good night, man.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
So that was awesome having Ken back on here. If anybody's points were messed up, just keep an eye on it. Like he said, they'll have it taken care of here shortly. They'll get that fixed. Guys, risk-free deposit. I mean, up to $100. You can literally put $100 in, $99, and you're going to get it back. There's no risk. So try that out. It's going to be awesome. And then you heard his picks. So then we're going to go through. We're going to give you rapid fire on our picks for the week. And we're going to get you guys out of here, and we'll, you know, see you guys after a win against the Chargers.
I'll see you guys in the after hours, I'm sure.
Well, they already watched that.
What?
They already watched that. This is Thursday.
Oh, well, anybody who's not joined Patreon yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Get in there and we'll see you in the after hours.
Right. There you go.
So who do we got?
All right. Starting Thursday night football, we got the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Seattle Seahawks at Seattle. The Rams are a favorite on the road by 1.5.
Rams.
Give me Seattle.
I'll go Rams.
I'm going to go Rams as well. Takes us into Sunday's games. 9:30 a.m. start. London game, first one of the year. New York Jets off a win, taking on the Falcons. The Falcons are a 3.5-point favorite in London.
I don't like this at all. I'm going to say Jets.
I feel really bad for the people in London, but I'm going to go. Give me the Falcons.
I'll take Falcons.
I'm going to go Falcons as well. Game you just talked about with Kenneth, we got Green Bay Packers at Cincinnati. Packers are a 3.5-point favorite on the road. I'm going with the Pack.
Packers.
Yep.
And a blowout.
Packers.
Next, we got Detroit Lions at the Minnesota Vikings, team we just beat. At Minnesota, Minnesota's a 7.5-point favorite. It's a lot of points. I'm going to go with the Lions. That's a lot of points.
I'll go with Lions, too.
Divisional game.
I keep wanting to pick the Lions to cover, then they always don't, so I'm going with the Vikings.
Yeah, give me Vikings. I think it could be 10.
Okay. Denver Broncos taking on Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. Pittsburgh is a favorite at home. We're guessing it's probably because of the Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater. I'm going to take Pittsburgh in this game, and I don't know why.
Cool. I'll take Denver.
You go.
This is a tough one just because Drew Lock isn't very good, but neither is Big. You know, give me the Broncos.
Give me the Broncos.
I feel like you guys both wanted to pick this. You thought about it.
I did.
I thought about it hard. All right, Miami Dolphins taking on Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. At Tampa Bay, 10-point favorite for the home team.
Tampa.
Ooh. Yeah, you know what, Tampa.
10 points over who?
Over Miami. The Dolphins at home. Tampa Bay's at home. Jacoby Brissett.
That secondary is so banged up. Give me the Dolphins.
I'm with you. I'm going Dolphins as
it's
well.
It's a big spread.
It's a big spread. Yeah. Takes us into another 1 o'clock game being played at Washington. New Orleans Saints at Washington football team. Saints are a 1-point favorite on the road.
No, WFT for me.
Yeah.
Give me Heinicke. I believe in that
a
guy.
A lot of it.
Give me Saints. Washington's defense isn't any good this year.
Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are a 4-point favorite at home. I'll take the Panthers.
Me too.
I actually think they're better than what people want to let on to believe.
I completely agree with you.
Even without CMC.
I will go Eagles, and I think Panthers win, but I think it's close enough. Panthers. Within four.
Knew you weren't taking Hurts. Titans coming off a loss, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Urban Meyer saga this week.
Urban, man.
We haven't talked about that on anything yet.
He just keeps digging a hole, man.
He's trying to just act young again.
I mean, if that's the grave.
I saw a great. I know we were going to make this quick, but I saw a great thing, like a great stat of like Urban Meyer is just a really good coach, and it was, they had the number of like he's only had like this many crimes committed by players when he was in college, coaching in college, and now he's just out at bars getting.
It wasn't a lap dance. I watched the video. Come on now. Is this a little, you know?
Tell me this. If that was you.
Would I be in trouble?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Would you have to go to work and apologize for it?
No.
No. I just
didn't think of that. Somebody might give me a high five. I don't
know. Oh, man.
Titans at Jaguars. Titans 4-point favorite.
I'm going Titans. They got to bounce back after losing to the Jets.
Titans.
Yeah, Vrabel doesn't lose to Urban. I'm taking the Titans.
Titans.
Patriots, a 9.5-point favorite on the road at Houston. I don't know who's quarterbacking. It probably is Mills.
Ugh. I'm going to take the Patriots then because I think they'll just completely decimate Davis Mills.
Patriots defense looks for real, but I'm taking Houston because that's a huge spread for a rookie quarterback. 9 points.
I'll take Patriots.
You know what? I'm going to go with you on the Texans because, yeah.
It's a lot of points.
For a team that doesn't score a lot of points.
This is like one of those ones where it's like garbage time that they probably, it's a bad beat. 4 o'clock game. Chicago Bears taking on the Raiders. Raiders are a 4.5-point favorite who sit right now as we're doing this as an undefeated team.
Raiders.
I'm taking the Raiders. John Gruden.
Yeah, I'll go Raiders.
Raiders. I think Montgomery's hurt.
Yes, they said it looked bad.
Yep.
New York Giants taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are a favorite at home by a touchdown.
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Has to win this by more than a touchdown.
Stupid game where the Giants somehow win. But I'll go Dallas.
Dallas. Dallas is flying under the radar somehow.
I like Dallas.
They look good.
I like Dallas as well. Probably the hottest team in football plays at home. That's the Arizona Cardinals taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Is Jimmy G going to be back? I don't think so. It looks like it's going to be Trey Lance. Trey Lance and Trey Sermon. Point spread is a 5.5-point favorite for the Cardinals.
San Francisco.
I'm going Niners too because this just has the feel of the game that the Cardinals will lose.
I'll go Cardinals.
I'm going to go Cardinals. Yeah. Hey. Just go with whatever Blake doesn't pick. We'll go Buffalo Bills this game of the week.
Yes.
Buffalo Bills at Kansas City. Kansas City's a 2.5-point favorite at home.
I'm taking the Bills.
Me too.
I think the Bills might score 100.
The Chiefs don't have a good enough defense to stop the Bills. And the Bills have a good enough defense to stop the Chiefs, so give me the Bills.
Yeah, and the thing about it is they just have to stop them a couple times because they're going to score every time. So I'm going the Bills as well. Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football taking on the Baltimore Ravens, who I guess all they do is play in primetime. Ravens are a touchdown favorite at home against Carson Wentz.
Give me the Ravens.
Colts look good this week. Finally got a win.
Yes, just give me the Colts because I think it'll come down to like a field goal or something stupid. It's Monday Night Football.
Give me the Colts as well.
I'm taking the Ravens because I don't like the Colts or their fans. and that takes us back to it's a pick'em game. Cleveland Browns at SoFi taking on the Chargers. 4:05 start. I'm going with the Browns.
Give me the Browns.
Browns. Baker bounces back. Has a game. Hits a couple big throws.
I'm going to say Brownies, and I'm going back to the we just run it down their throat.
Yep.
I like it.
We run all over them and hit them a couple times when we lull them to sleep.
Yep.
I like it. Well, that takes care of our pick 'em for the week.
Awesome. Make sure you guys jump in, do your pick 'ems, and make sure you guys join, you know, use promo code DOGS and get that, you know, first of all, you get free $10 for using the code, and then it's risk-free to use it in play anyway. So
yeah,
you literally can't get a better deal. The pick three, it's a free jersey. We're giving away the house over here. So make sure you check it out. Symbol.com/dogs. Thank you for checking us out for a second time this week, or a third if you're a Dog Pack member. The Browns have a tough task this week, but we think we're up to the challenge. Thank you to Kenneth from Symbol for joining us today. And to all of you who've been playing the pick three with us so far, we'll see you all next week, hopefully to discuss a big road trip.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join the dogs.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.